Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
What is this customer service for?
Well, we are customer service for over 1,000 online vendors. So if you're calling in regards to a charge that you're unfamiliar with, it may be due to one of those. So if you will, please, sir, provide me with your zip code and I'll be able to pull up that account for you.
10950.
Okay, yes, sir. And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Terry Honchel.
And how would you spell their last name, sir?
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. My granddaughter was talking.
Yes. How would you spell their last name?
Honshul.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Look for the account. Okay, sir. I did find an account with their name on it. And it looks like here, this account has been canceled.
Okay, but I have charges off my card. What is it?
Give me 1 second. Okay, sir. Could you verify the mailing address that we have on file, sir?
2 Boyd Road. I don't know if you have it on file or not. I haven't ordered anything. Boyd Road, Monroe, New York. 10950.
Yes, sir. Well, that is the address that we have on file. And it says here on January 19th, you entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum. And, okay, so the rest of this information I'm about to provide you, sir, was on their website and their terms and conditions. And it says here, upon completion of the contest, you will be enrolled into a meal plan app. And that meal plan app you got enrolled into is called Bites Hub. And it looks like in that meal plan app, it's an app like a app that focuses on like using real foods to like boost your energy. You got like meal plans and recipe guides on it.
Yeah, I never did anything like that. I remember the Dyson vacuum thing, but they've got more than one charger taken out of my account on here. They have a couple charges.
Yes, sir. So one charge was on January 19th, and the second charge was on February 19th. And looks like those charges were for the meal plan app, the membership. It says here that they should have emailed you. You should have received an email regarding that. And then
I haven't received anything. I'd like those charges to be returned. I have not signed up for anything.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
Cancel anything, subscribe to me, because I did not subscribe to anything. I want my money back.
Yes, sir. So okay, sir. So since this account is canceled already, sir, looks like here I can get you a 35% refund on those charges, sir.
Well, if I call my card services, I can get 100% of the refund.
Okay, sir. So when you call them, they are going to call us. We're going to provide them with the same.
All right. Give me back my money.
Sir, okay, sir. Again, since this account is canceled, I can get you a 35% refund on both of those charges.
It's better than nothing. I don't want to deal with these people.
Okay, yes, sir.
Take my name off of their damn list. Nobody gave them permission.
Yes, sir.
Take that money. And that's just outright stealing.
Yes, sir. So the account, again, is already canceled. And so if you would have, when you called, asked for their refund, that agent would have been able to help you with that.
Well, I'm calling now.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me get this account documented and their refund, well, those refunds processed for you, and I'll be right back with the information. Thank you. Bear with me, sir. It's just a lot I have to do since the account is already canceled. Give me 1 second. Okay, sir, I got the refund process for you. You should receive an email about that refund, and it should also arrive in your account. And then, well, those refunds should arrive in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
And how much is the refund?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm about to tell you. The refund will be an amount of $38.42.
That's a ripoff, man. Nothing but a ripoff. I might let my lawyer know about this. All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling Customer Service, and I hope.